On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Oh, look at that. We are here. You are there. That means we're connected. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. Happy Friday to you. Today is the 23rd day of September, the first full day of fall, year of our Lord, 2022. My name is Tom Sullivan. So we're 46 days away from the midterms, and just get ready. You know what's coming. It's already started. So I'm sitting here minding my business earlier today, doing a little show prep, and I look up, and there is Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, the congressman from Bakersfield, California, who wants to be speaker so bad. He's been wanting to be speaker for the longest time. And he just, he's okay. I don't think he has it. They need somebody more dynamic. But anyway, he's very rehearsed. Let me put it that way. I'll bet you last night and early this morning he was going over all of this, because they have come up with, they're taking a page from Newt. Because Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House in 1994. And the Congress had been in the hands, the control, the Speaker, the majority in the House was Democrats. From 1954, Eisenhower was president all the way up till 1994. So it was the first time in 40 years that the Republicans got control of the House of Representatives. And ever since then, it does seem like, so that's what, 28 years ago. Wow. It does seem like every couple of years since then, we throw out whoever the party is, that's the majority, and we hire the other one. And then we give them a couple of years, then we throw them out. And we've been going back and forth ever since. But there was a period in the 20th century where the Democrats basically for the second half of the 20th century controlled it. And it was something like the first time in 80-some years that the Republicans actually got to hold it twice, 2 years and then another 2 years. And then they've been going back and forth ever since. So he's taken a page from Newt, because Newt was able to connect with the public and say, all right, 40 years of Democratic majority, let's change it up here. Here's what we want to do. So Newt came up with the Contract for America, and he spelled out the very specific things that he wanted to do, and he was talking about, this is 1994, about welfare reform, and welfare abuse was like the top story going around. And so the Republicans are saying, we're going to do welfare reform. And also, you know what else we're going to do? We're going to do a balanced budget. They promised both of those. And guess what? They delivered on both of those. Took a bit, but I mean, Newt had to work with Bill Clinton. And that, well, yeah, that's another whole story, because they got in loggerheads and the government was shut down, which was an unheard of thing back in the 1990s. And so the government is shut down, and well, old Slick Willie had some time in the Oval Office, kind of quiet around the old White House, and in comes the intern, Monica Lewinsky. And the rest, as they say, is history. So it was an interesting time. So but Newt did fulfill his promise about, we are going to get welfare reform, we're going to balance the budget. And they did. So Kevin McCarthy's looking at that and going, all right, it's 2022. I'm going to do something. I'm going to take a page from Newt. I'm going to call it the commitment to America. It kind of sounds the same, doesn't it? The commitment to America. But Newt was very specific about his promises. You elect us, and this is what we will do. We will do A, B, C, D. That's what we're going to do. He didn't make it complicated. It was short, sweet, and to the point. He knew how to sell. He knew how to make a point and sell it to the constituents, to the country. What was the benefit for them by voting for Republicans? He told them what the benefit would be, and he fulfilled it. The problem with Kevin McCarthy is he's not a salesman. And so it's surprising to me that he's actually the leader of the Republicans in the House, because he's not a very good salesman, and I think you kind of have to have that skill. So he gets out there today, and I saw him this morning, and he was giving a speech, and he's standing there with a whole bunch of Republican members of the House behind him, and they look bored. And he was trying to give an empathetic speech. But the problem with it was he was going, you know, what we're going to do, we're going to be fighting for the American people. And if you vote for us, we're not going to let this nation fail. No, and did I tell you we're going to fight for the American people? Oh, I already said that. So it was all a bunch of soundbite stuff. I'm telling you, I don't know if he wrote it or he had somebody write it, but you could tell he practiced it and practiced it and practiced it. So it wasn't genuine. I don't have a script. I'm just talking to you. And that's what he needs to know how to do. And he doesn't know how to do that. So he had to memorize a speech. And it came across, I think, very stilted. It was vague. There was, you tell me, if you vote for Republicans, they're going to be fighting for the American people. Well, I could have swore Nancy Pelosi said that 20 times last week. Wow, well, we're doing this piece of legislation for the American people. I've told you, I pointed this out to you before. If you are ever elected to a political office, this always end every other sentence with something about for the American people. So it came across, I think, empty. And we're not going to let the country fail. Okay. So I'm thinking, oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm flipping around and, oh, there's Joe. Our president has traveled far today to deliver his message. I don't know where it was, but he was in Washington, D.C., so it was probably a block and a half away. So I went over to some place, and there was a bunch of union people standing there with union signs and holding up their signs, standing behind Joe. And Joe, he's got this thing now where it just started in the last month. They got a podium, and they got a microphone there, but he has a handheld microphone. He walks around with this handheld microphone. It's got to be something that he has requested and makes him feel better, whatever. So he's going in front of these people standing behind him looking very bored with these signs about, you know, something about unions, great and all that. And he's going, we're going to be fighting for the American people. And then a few minutes later, we're not going to let this country die. No, sir. So it was the exact, almost all, it was the same speech. I don't want to call them phony balonies, but they neither one of them let their hair down and told you how they really felt. What they're trying to do is tell you, you got to vote for us because the other side is bad, 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 bad. And so stand by, because this, like I said, we got 46 more days of this. And they're going to be doing the same thing, and they're going to be running around the country talking about it. But I really was disappointed in. I'm not disappointed. I wasn't surprised. Kevin McCarthy is just not a dynamic speaker. Okay, a lot. In fact, I think most people are not dynamic speakers. And they have these trite soundbite sayings that they put in. It's not just Kevin, most of them. They don't know how to communicate. So as a result, you look and you go, well, I've always been a Republican, I'm going to vote Republican. The Democrat says, I've always been a Democrat, I'm going to vote Democrat. But that's not true this time. The polls are long and plenty of Democrats that say they do not want Joe Biden to run again. It's like 25% in the poll I saw this morning, 25% of Democrats want Joe Biden to run again. That means 3 out of 4 do not. So I don't know, for you Democrats, if you don't want Joe, who's on the bench for you? Who's your first substitute? Who are you gonna call into the game? I know on the Republican side, you know, DeSantis is on ice, and he's trying to wait for Donald Trump to decide what he's going to do. And, I mean, the polls also with Trump and all this negative stuff about another investigation today, another investigation yesterday, another one the day before. It's going to do damage, and already, even though Donald Trump is still very popular with Republicans, there are more and more showing up saying they want somebody else to run. But he still has a pretty strong grip on the polls when it comes to Republicans. But DeSantis is right there in the wings. And after that, there's some other names, but they're not that strong. So I don't know what you make of this. There were no details. Oh, by the way, later on, I saw Kevin McCarthy. He was at some coffee shop, and he did say one detail, which I thought he should have done that this morning. He said, you hire Republicans, and we're going to repeal those 87,000 IRS agents. That's the kind of thing people can take a bite of. Go good. I need to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, so my point is that Kevin McCarthy missed the whole point of how to do it by Newt probably talked to him. He probably called Newt 100 times. But Newt has that pizzazz, that salesmanship that Kevin McCarthy doesn't. So, like I said, I'm surprised that he is in a leadership position without that skill. But the problem with both of them, they're both blabbing about pablum. They're just blah, 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 blah. And so all the Republicans watching Kevin McCarthy were going, yep, I'm going to vote Republican, because they're already going to vote Republican. And all the Democrats watching Joe Biden were, because they're already Democrats, are going to vote for Democrats. The name of the game in order to win is you've got to get some people from another persuasion. Now, I'm convinced, I know you guys that love Donald Trump a lot get mad at me when I say this, but I really believe that Joe Biden, people didn't vote for Joe Biden. There was a lot of people that voted against Donald Trump. They didn't want another 4 years. So they either sat out and let the Democrats have the run of the field, or they voted for Biden, because they did not. It wasn't that they voted for Biden, they voted against Trump. There's an element of the vote that went that way. I think it's the same right now. People don't want to vote for Joe Biden, so they will vote for somebody else. Who's the guy that called from Boston the other day, a long, long time Democrat, who said, I'm probably going to vote Republican this next time because the Democrats have forgotten us. They have forgotten me. And so I'm going to go. He's not voting for a Republican. He's voting against the Democrats. So there's an element of every election that will vote against the incumbent because they don't like the incumbent for one reason or another. And those people you'll get. But when you are out there on the stump trying to talk people into buying your product, buying your party, vote for me. You've got to get some from the other persuasion, or you're not going to win with just the people that are diehards in your party. Denny Hoyer, who is another one of the geriatric leaders in the House, Democrat from Maryland, the number two guy in the House beneath Nancy Pelosi. Denny was complaining about the fact that Kevin McCarthy did not have any details, and I hate to say it, I kind of agree with him.
Their new platform, which isn't frankly new, as long as slogans are short on details, which is usually the case. That's because the true details of Republicans' agenda are too frightening for most American voters.
No. Maybe for some, but I agree with him on the fact that slogans... don't have details. And there was all slogans. Biden had slogans. McCarthy had slogans. What are you going to do? Here's Newt. They drug him out and said, hey, Newt, what'd you think of all this stuff? And of course, he's a dyed in the wool. He will tell you to vote Republican no matter what. So here's Newt talking about the fact that the Dems have a lousy idea.
President Reagan, then candidate for the first Capital Steps event for the contract in 1980, then we did one in 94 that led to the first House majority in 40 years. This is actually a bigger, more complete, and more sophisticated effort. Kevin McCarthy, over a year ago, asked his members to form 7 working groups. They have produced at their website, commitmenttoamerica.com, they have, I think, over 150 specific pledges. I think it's ironic that Nancy Pelosi would talk about it as extreme. If you think locking up criminals is extreme, if you think controlling the border is extreme, if you think energy independence is extreme, if you think stopping inflation is extreme, then you're probably a left-wing Democrat. But for most Americans, these commitments are going to be powerful. They're going to be real. I was with the Republican conference yesterday, enormously wide commitment by the members. I really was very, very impressed with how many had understood. This is a commitment for governing, not just for campaigning, and it's a huge historic step in the right direction.
I'm sorry. I think Newt. I like Newt. He's a smart guy. I think he did, but he will sell you the Republican name no matter what. And what he said, he didn't believe a word of what he just said. Kevin McCarthy over a year ago has put 7 working groups together, and they came up with 150 specific ideas. No, 150, nobody will read 150. You come up with 4.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand. First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. So Newt knows that this was the whole idea of he's going, oh, yes, a year ago, Kevin put together 7 working groups. I'm thinking, no, you don't need 7 working groups to come up with what you want to do. You're supposed to be the leader. This is what he's doing, what no successful private corporation would ever do is have a decision by committee. Most of your major corporations in this world have a board of directors of less than 12 people. But whenever you see a city council or a big nonprofit or the nonprofit organizations, they all have like 30, 40, 50 people on their board. They get nothing done. You need to focus. You need to focus your message. You need to focus your attention. And so I'm going, they have 7 working groups and they came up with 150 ideas. Who's going to read through 150 ideas? And a bunch of 140 of those are going to be just some goofy thing that somebody said. No, they need to have, just like in 1994, Newt came up with, we are going to get reform welfare and we're going to get a balanced budget. If you vote for us, that's what we have promised we'll do. And they did. Newt knows that this is, it's not a good message. So the messaging right now is the Democrats are saying abortion, abortion, abortion. And the Republicans are crazy and too extreme. See that all the time. The Republicans are going, the Democrats are a bunch of socialists who are tearing our country apart. And take a look at the economy, why don't you? Inflation, crime. So they both have their talking points. Which one will win? I think people are itching to, they want something new, but they're not going to. But they'll switch parties, I bet. They're saying it's going to be close. I don't know. I don't know. 855-295-6600. David in Portland, Oregon. Hello, David.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi. Good.
And you know,
you got 100. You got 150 ideas. Got 150, 60 ideas.
I have one. I'm a business owner. I manage supply chains from all over the world. I'm in the economic chain, so I know.
Yeah.
I don't go teach socialism or socialism light. I teach capitalism, free market systems that cures everything.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of countries that they're trying to do the same thing. They're not loading everything up with socialism. Most countries, even China, doesn't have a safety net. If you have a good idea, they give you the money to do it. But that's what's hurting America. But here's what we do. We frown on new businesses, new innovations, because we have Dodd-Frank Act that's saying, well, banks can't loan money to new companies unless they're over 3 years old. Well, okay, well, who's going to wait around for 3 years before they can, you know, lose money? But there are a lot of new ideas that never get to the marketplace. Secondly,
true.
Wealth in the U.S. is gained by exports mainly because we bring other people's wealth to the U.S. Like the Saudi Arabia takes our wealth to Saudi Arabia and China takes our wealth to China. Well, we have to export our wealth or export our goods and services overseas like China does. That's how they built that country, by exporting, not by importing. We import, whichever imports that we import hurts our economy, hurts our wealth.
Yeah.
Enough?
But have you seen the dollar is setting record highs? So if you're somebody in a foreign country and you want to buy something from America, ouch, it's going to cost you a lot. So you don't.
Yeah, but go ahead. Sorry.
No, they don't. I mean, they're too expensive for them. So
I just got back to Kuala Lumpur for 3 months, and I had the time of my life because it was 4-1. It's 4-1.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet you did. You stayed in all the nicest places. You had good meals, and it cost you next to nothing.
That's right. But you say they export to us. They bring our money back to them. That's what they're doing. That we don't. We got it backwards. We think that we can just kind of circle money around in the economy, and that's gaining wealth. Well, no, that's not gaining anything. You got to bring other countries' money to you by exports, and we don't focus on it. But the biggest thing is Republicans do not teach free market like Ronald Reagan. They don't teach capitalism. The banks are all into this woke stuff. They're not loaning any money. And now that the recession's coming, they damn sure are not going to loan any money. It just makes me sick when I hear people like regurgitating what a committee says. Well, you know what? That does nothing for the people that need to learn capitalism. They need to push away socialism. Even China pushed away socialism, actually. They're probably bigger capitalists
than we
are.
Same with Russia.
I had them tell me that.
Russia is doing the same thing. Russia, I mean, Russia is a dictatorship, but they also are embracing capitalism. Yes.
We got political prisoners here, too. You know, heck, we're doing a great job.
Kevin McCarthy was given his regurgitated speech, and then later he was at this cafe and a reporter sat down with him. So it wasn't rehearsed. It wasn't memorized. And said, so what are you going to do if we vote for Republicans? And he said, well, first of all, we'll get rid of those 87,000 IRS agents. And I thought, that's the kind of thing you need. You should have said this morning instead of we're fighting for American people.
Yeah. Yeah. Focus group. That's focus group speak.
It really is.
But, you know,
it really is.
Our country is admired by other countries all over the world, but they don't understand why we're trying to commit suicide. They don't get that. They're kind of laughing at us. Malaysia just went with the Belt and Road. Okay, they're our fourth largest trading partner. And why are they on the Belt and Road? Because we shut down a lot of their imports like palm oil and other things to the U.S. And they get, well, we've had enough of this social business. We're just going to go with China.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? It's
absolutely
just nuts. It's crazy. Capitalism, get out of the way. Let the banks loan to new prospects as they will. Don't give them, you know, it's kind of like federalizing the banks. And I had some people to challenge me on, not in the sense of the word. Well, it doesn't have to be in the sense of the word because they are. Banks can't do anything without federal approval or bank examiners. It's nuts.
Yeah, the bank examiners are tough.
I think the rhinos already know we've lost because they're not going to help, and they're like betting on socialism side. I think they're betting on the dark side. I really do.
I hope not.
Because they do nothing for the light side. Not really. I haven't seen a bill come through Congress in I don't know how many years that really helped business, and business is the engine of the economy. What have they done?
No, there's no such thing as pro business in this country right now. There just isn't.
It's pro-business everywhere else. They go to the other countries.
I know. All right. David, thank you.
Tom.
Glad you called. Wonder how many working groups you've put together. Newt was just full of BS today because he was going, oh, they've done a great job. I'll tell you, the Republicans, they had seven working groups. I know Newt too well. I've known that man for a long time. That is not Newt Gingrich. He's just waving the party flag. And I mean, I don't blame him. That's what you got to do. And Steny Hoyer did the same thing for Democrats, saying, you know, the Republicans are too scary. That's their message. Abortion and Republicans are too scary. But I think when people go to the voting booth, they don't need the Republican message. It's simply the people in charge. I've got inflation. I can't afford the food. I've got crime coming out my ears. I know how I'm going to vote.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
Well, I'm, as usual, I'm sitting here in a state of confusion because Joe Biden just said the other day, last Sunday on 60 Minutes, Mr. President, is the pandemic over? Yes. Yes, it is. Look around. Do you see anybody wearing masks? I mean, no. I mean, you know, it's over. Well, we just got a notice from the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Dear colleague, to all members on extension of remote voting during the covered period. She says, in light of the attached notification by the Sergeant-at-Arms and in consultation with the Office of Attending Physician that a public health emergency is in effect, therefore she's extending the remote voting until November 10th. Ah, how convenient, 2 days after Election Day. So keep going out there. You don't have to come into D.C. No, keep campaigning. Whatever you do, don't worry about your job here at the House. So they don't have to, they can do remote voting until November 10th because of the ongoing coronavirus emergency. But the president said it was over. Hell no. Nancy says it's not. It's so transparent. Why November 10th? The election is November 8th. That's all it is. It's so easy to see through these people. They want their members to go out there and don't be worried about your job here in Washington. Actually, in a way, I agree with Nancy Pelosi. We should have all the members of the House and the Senate work out of the House out of their districts so that you can go knock on the door and say, hello, here's what's going on in our district that I want to talk to you about. Have them be there with the people that they represent rather than behind gilded cages in Washington, D.C. Just try and get in to see your congressman. 855-295-6600. Kevin in Orlando. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Tom. Don't the Republicans, unfortunately, have to come out with a new sort of entitlement? If you want to peel off these Democrats and independents and suburban moms, unfortunately, a lot of Americans want free stuff. Not me. My issues are strictly crime, the border, inflation, and my only entitlement would be a flat tax. I would love that instead of this annual
me too.
I got to go through. But that,
me too.
I just think Americans are too far gone. You're going to have to give them something. Maybe you could sell a flat tax. You know, I just
that
would make everybody's life a lot easier.
Well, Steve Forbes has tried to sell that for years, and Steve is a good salesman, and he could not get it sold. And the problem with that idea, I'm right there with you, Kevin, but you know what the problem is with that? Is that you're Joe Congressman, and you're counting on the lobbyists to come in to fund your reelection because you got to run every 2 years. And the lobbyists are coming in because they want to add something or take something out of the Internal Revenue Code. So if you make it a flat tax, there goes your lobbyist. What are they going to do? They're not going to be in your office giving you campaign donations. So that's why they never change
Joe wants us to defend Taiwan. We could just send all those guys over there, and they could defend Taiwan. But I will give Democrats credit. They're not afraid to go big, and they get it done. And we just seem to – I mean, I'm not sure if you're Republican or Democrat, but Republicans just don't want to get their hands dirty anymore. They don't want to fight for anything. And that would really help Americans, at least Americans at work. And I really wish we would just – it's not that hard. I think Russia has a flat tax. My God. And we have to do something to entice people. People want something, you know, other than
– Russia's looking better every day, except have you seen them grabbing males off the street and throwing them in government buses and taking them off to be in the Army? They're literally grabbing men on the street.
You know, that's a great wedge issue. I don't know why Republicans – I remember they ran those nuclear bomb ads against Reagan. Remember, they had the bomb going off. Biden is
twice
now. He wants regime change in Russia. Russia said, oh, yeah, well, we got a nuke named for you. And then he said twice he wants to defend Taiwan. Now, McCarthy needs to get up there.
Three times.
If you got kids, Joe's trying to get them killed. And that is a big issue. American parents, you start mentioning their kids, that's going to get you 5 points. I don't care what demographic, a soccer mom, whatever you are.
Yeah.
That's the wedge issue right there. And then, of course, crime and all that.
Who was it that ran that nuke ad? Was it Jimmy Carter or Lyndon Johnson or somebody like that that ran a nuke bomb going off?
Goldwater.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
it was effective. Very effective.
Yeah, but he didn't win. But he was a feisty guy. He was a feisty guy. He was not shy. He was a tough Republican.
In his heart, he was a very conservative guy. That unfortunately he just couldn't deal with the media shenanigans very well. And you know, it's just sad. He gets treated badly in history. I think he deserves more than what he gets.
Oh, I have high regard for Barry Goldwater. I really do.
He was a true patriot.
He was a rock solid, rock rib conservative. There's no pushing that around on him. So, yeah, well, all right. So you want to give free stuff away I don't know. I like McCarthy's comments about we'll get rid of those 87,000 IRS agents. I thought that was appealing.
I would love that. I would love to see him just get rid of 25% of federal government employees across the board. Just slight.
Just
done. You're gone. We don't need you anymore.
I have to tell you, I've talked about this before. I was all excited when Trump got elected because I thought that's what he was going to do. Going to tell every one of his cabinet secretaries to cut their departments by at least 10% each. Instead, we spent more than we ever did. So,
you know, one thing he did do, he didn't fill a lot of positions. He didn't fill them. He just
true. Said, no. Judges he did, which is good. Yeah.
Yeah, he tried.
No, that's true. The best thing that Donald Trump did was he got rid of regulations that were anti-business.
He did.
And
he really did. He really did a lot.
Yeah. No, I said it many times. A lot of stuff he did, I was applauding. I just thought that he committed a lot of unforced errors, and I think he's still doing that, but that's just him.
Yeah, but, you know, you look what he had as a backup, McCarthy and McConnell. I mean, both those guys. I mean, geez.
I know.
And now we got to go through, if they happen to win, we got to go through this again. And he said he's going to balance the budget. Are you kidding me? 6 months ago, they said they couldn't balance the budget for 6 years. They were there to balance the budget. That's why a flat tax would be great, because they don't care about revenue. They just keep spending.
So who cares? Just somebody say, you vote for me, I will cut spending. That person would get a landslide, I would think.
I advocate that. I can't remember the last big spending cut other than Newt.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you. All right, Kevin, thank you. We got a lot to talk about today. So I just want to let you know that the next 2 hours, I'm going to be fighting for the American people. And I'm not going to let this nation fail. There. How's that work? You love me now?